This is mold. That's mold all along our school. That's why you'll hear me talk about that we've applied for a new school. Good morning.
Jefferson County Elementary School's exterior brick walls are covered with a visible greenish-yellow fuzz. Jefferson County School District Superintendent Al Cooksey does not like what he sees at the district's only elementary school.
I mean, just look at those pipes right there, just hanging there. There's wire right there.
Jefferson Elementary was built more than 40 years ago. Exposed pipes and wires can be seen in the outdoor walkway ceilings. Mismatched air conditioners complete the patchwork effect. Elementary school principal Elijah Key says the building was constructed back when the open pod concept was popular, meaning everything is in a circle and sound bounces everywhere off makeshift walls.
You know, if there's one teacher teaching, the kids in the other classroom can hear what's going on. There's just no way to shut that off at this point in time.
Last year, Jefferson Elementary School's sixth grade wing burned down, and Cooksey is frustrated.
I get so mad. You can't change everything you want to in a day, because I would have done so, because you don't have a budget. I'd have brought in some more helpers, workers to get this. We did it best we could last year when that building burned. It has asbestos in it, too.
The sixth graders now attend the middle high school. The district painted the elementary school and added some new doors, but it's hard to mask obvious problems. Jefferson does not have enough money to build a new school on its own. It can't generate enough revenue from property taxes, and it qualifies for state assistance to construct a new school. The money has to be approved by the Florida legislature and is handed down from the State Department of Education. Key hopes the district will get the funding.
Buildings don't educate, but it can help in the process. It definitely can make the learning environment a whole lot more conducive to learning. And currently, right now, the building and the structure, like we've already talked about, does play a role in the learning process. So definitely need a change.
But not all local residents see the need for a new school, and Monticello City Councilman John Jones is one of them.
Matter of fact, for the student that we have in Jefferson County, you can take all the students from the elementary school, the few they have at the middle high school, put them all out there. I mean, I know D.O. is giving the money away, but let it go somewhere else. Why get it? And that one is secure.
The school district was supposed to build a new elementary school 5 years ago. Instead, a new middle high school popped up in its place. Jones says he's against building a new school when other facilities sit empty and abandoned. He's got his eyes set on an empty school building on the city's south side as a possible location.
Let something go up in there. I mean, they just come up there right now. They just rip the freezer where they had to. They rip that out. Got a board up where they used to have for the sink where you wash. It just thrown out there. But right now, it just looks real disastrous.
Recently, the Florida Department of Education recommended $14.7 million for the construction of a new school. The proposal calls for a middle high school, not an elementary school. Superintendent Cooksey says if the plan is approved by the legislature in the upcoming session, Jefferson school officials would move 7th through 12th graders into the new facility. The elementary school would move into the facilities now occupied by the current middle high school, which was built for elementary kids in the first place. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.